This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Tips and tricks to get the most out of Restaurant Week.
It's an accumulative research over many, many meals.
Where to go, what to order, and how much can you actually expect to spend when you attend Center City District Restaurant Week. I spoke to a real Philadelphia foodie who lives for this stuff. Irene Levy Baker wrote a couple of books, and from her research into the Philadelphia food scene, she talked to me about getting the most out of this two times a year deal. So check it out.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Irene Levy Baker. She's a Philadelphian, author of Unique Eats and Eateries of Philadelphia and 100 Things to Do in Philadelphia Before You Die. She's got lots of helpful tips, tips on getting the most of Philadelphia, and she's here because she has tips on getting the most out of Philadelphia Restaurant Week. Restaurant Week takes place two times a year, once in the fall and once in the winter. And the next Restaurant Week comes up January 12th through the 24th. So, Irene, do you want to explain, first of all, what is Restaurant Week?
Hi, Hadass. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you.
During Restaurant Week, more than 120 restaurants offer three-course dinners for $35 or three-course lunches for $20.
And you do a lot of research, right? I understand, you know, you love Philadelphia. This is a growing scene in Philadelphia, a big part of the economy. So tell me I'm sure I know what kind of research you do. It's hard work. You eat at a lot of restaurants.
I do. My research involves a lot of calories, I have to say, and a lot of trips to the gym, too.
Right. So people want to know, you probably also look at all the menus and the prices and compare and contrast. You lay everything out in front of you?
No, I really don't. It's an accumulative research over many, many meals.
So you have 10 tips for Restaurant Week. Before we get to these tips, I'm going to ask you the question that everybody wants to know. The number one thing, what is the best deal?
The very best deal. Well, Restaurant Week in general is a great deal. And one of the tips I'm going to be talking about is it's a great time to try different restaurants, especially restaurants that are outside of your budget. If there's one that's way too expensive for you to go to on a normal basis to get dinner, every dinner is $35. So Restaurant Week in general is just a great deal. And that's why people love it so much.
And depending on the restaurant, I guess some deals are better than others.
Oh, definitely.
And
definitely.
You've done the research. All right. I'm going to just let you get right into the tips. Go ahead and rattle them off 1 through 10.
Okay. Number one, make reservations. Restaurants are very crowded during Restaurant Week. This is not a week when you can expect to walk in. So you must go over the list, pick out your favorite restaurants, and make reservations for Restaurant Week.
Are there certain times that are better than others?
Weekdays are always better at restaurants than weekends. You're going to have more availability, more options on time. It's going to be usually less crowded. So I would always say weekdays.
Does that mean that the service is better?
Often the servers are less busy, so sure. But a good restaurant always has good service.
Okay.
Rule number two, don't overeat. If you don't normally eat a three-course lunch and you don't want a three-course lunch, you don't have to eat all three courses. You can either box up the appetizer, box up the dessert, and take it home with you to have later. But no meal is good if you come home feeling like your pants are too tight.
You feel like a lot of people feel pressured because they're like, I'm spending the money. I need to get the most out of it.
People eat what's put in front of them. You don't have to eat it all. You can take some home and you'll be happier later. And especially at 3 o'clock when you eat the rest.
Sometimes it's good to have a reminder, somebody telling you, you don't have to eat that.
Right. Tip number three, do over tip. You're getting a deal. You're getting a cheaper lunch or dinner, but your server's working just as hard, if not harder. So tip on what it might cost if it wasn't restaurant week.
Whatever you think it might
right.
be.
Right, so
how,
overtip
how
a little
know?
Bit.
How do you know?
Sometimes most of the menu items are right off the menu. But I would say just overtip in general so that your server gets tipped what it would be worth on a regular night. Treat your servers well.
Yeah, always a good tip.
Rule number three is to do your homework. Some restaurants serve restaurant week during the weekends. Some only serve the restaurant week meals during the week. Some restaurants, everyone at the table has to get either restaurant week menu or not. Some restaurants don't serve any other menu during restaurant week. So do your homework, go to the website or go to the restaurant and figure out what to expect there so you're not surprised. Don't go on a Saturday night and find out that restaurant isn't serving the restaurant week menu that night.
You'll be disappointed. They'll be disappointed.
Exactly. Exactly. And one place to do your homework is a Center City District who organizes Restaurant Week's website, which is centercityphila.org. The tip is go to their website because they have a raffle where you can win a year's worth of restaurant gift certificates. So you definitely want to enter that raffle.
What's that? Once a week? Is that
I know,
a year's
right?
worth?
52 restaurant gift certificates plus tickets to the Met. So enter that raffle. The other reason to go to their website is because they have parking discounts. So if you're driving to the city to go to a restaurant, may as well get a parking discount as well as a dinner discount.
Parking is like one of the, I feel like, roadblocks to restaurant week because people don't want to come downtown. Or maybe they do, but they're like, oh, but the parking.
Well, so you get restaurant deals and you get parking deals. What's not to love?
So hopefully people know about that.
Another tip is do the math. Some deals are better than others. And, you know, you can look at the menus and figure out in many cases how good a deal it is. And I've done some of that for you, and I have some tips on that.
Which we'll get to after.
Yes.
Okay.
Next, don't expect to pay $35 for your $35 dinner. Sounds like backwards, right? Just keep in mind that cocktails, coffee, tea, soda are extra, as well as tax and tip. So the $35 dinner will cost you a bit more than $35, and you need to be prepared for that. Next, and this is a good one, during restaurant week, if there are restaurants that you are dying to go to, like Zaha, Vernick, Veg, that are very hard to get into, those kinds of restaurants don't necessarily participate in restaurant week. It's a very good time to try to get into restaurants that are non-participating that are usually hard to get into because a lot of the restaurant diners are going to restaurant week restaurants.
That's a good tip. I never thought of that. Like they're not participating. You want to go to a participating restaurant. Oh, no, they're not participating. That's the time to go.
Right.
Good point.
Those are my tips about restaurant week. And the last thing is just experiment. It's a great time to go to a restaurant that you wouldn't normally go to, that you couldn't normally afford, that you're not sure if you're going to like. It's a great time to experiment.
Like if you're not sure if you like seafood or you don't generally eat steak or...
Or an ethnic food you've never tried before. You know,
right.
It's a good time to experiment because the price is right.
And Philadelphia has a lot of great cuisines.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And a lot of new, especially if you haven't hit that new restaurant, maybe, you know, there's something new in the past couple of years and you can, or you haven't been there in a while.
Or go back to someplace, sure. I mean, my books are full of tips and I think people really enjoy the tips. So I love giving tips about ways to enhance your experiences for restaurant week.
So you mentioned that you've done the math.
Yes.
On some of these restaurants. What is the best restaurant week deal?
Okay, so there's a couple of really good deals. For example, Spicefinch, which is Jennifer Carroll's restaurant in the Radisson Hotel. And that is that it's not three courses for $35, but four courses. They've added on flatbread for the table with all their different spreads. If you're going to eat there, I'd recommend starting with that anyway. And this way you don't have to order it extra. It's part of the dinner. And so you get four courses. Other places where you get not three but four courses are A Kitchen, Ellen Yin's restaurant on 18th Street at Walnut, Grand Cafe L'Aquila, which is an authentic Italian restaurant at 17th and Chestnut. And if you go there, you must have their gelato. The chef is known for both savory and sweet gelato.
So and it's award-winning.
And it's award-winning. And imagine like a gelato that's truffle that melts into your pasta. It is unbelievable. And Zama, a really good sushi restaurant on 19th or 20th and Walnut. Excellent. And they also have four courses.
So you would say these are like the best bang for your buck.
Those are quite good deals. I'd also think it's a great time to visit Gabby, which is a new restaurant. It's a more relaxed French bistro. It opened on North Broad Street. It's a spanking new restaurant, so why not give it a try during Restaurant Week? Obviously a first-time participant in Restaurant Week as well.
It's always nice when they have the new restaurants coming in.
Sure, it's a great time to try them.
I feel like it's a really good advertisement for the restaurants, too.
Sure, because it gets a lot of people in the door, which is nice for the restaurants and nice for the diners.
Yeah, and you know what? All of the restaurants that participate in Restaurant Week are on the website. So it is kind of like an advertisement because people are like, well, where should we go? And then they go on the Center City District website. It's like a guide.
Sure, and it's really fun. The restaurants put their Restaurant Week menus up there, so you get a good feel for what you're going to get and what your choices are going to be. And I do like the restaurants that give you lots of choices for each course.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like people can go either way on that. Sometimes people are like, I want like the chef's choice. I just want it like kind of simple. I want them to give me the meal. And some people like the choices.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes if you just get the chef's meal, you get the signature dishes, which is great, which is what you really want to try. But lots of people have food allergies, food aversions, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free. So having lots of options means you can get something that you can really enjoy.
Etiquette-wise, what's the best way to approach like an allergy or a food aversion?
Most restaurants seem to be asking these days, which is great. So you can let them know because sometimes not every ingredient is listed on the menu. So there might be things hidden in there you don't know. If you don't eat pork, it might be in the stock. If you're allergic to a certain kind of nuts, it might be used in the pesto. So you certainly want to mention an allergy type of thing. If you have a lot of serious allergies that are detailed, I recommend not going in on a Saturday night asking to have the chef come out of the kitchen to talk to you about it, but calling ahead because most restaurants are happy to accommodate you and can do a better job discussing options with you or making something for you if they know ahead of time. And the best time to call a restaurant is mid-afternoon on a weekday.
Good to know.
You know, avoid lunchtime, avoid dinner time, avoid weekends, but call when they really have the time to help you plan out what you might eat if you have some serious detailed allergies.
So between like 2 and 4?
Definitely.
Lunch is over. Dinner hasn't started yet.
And they're just prepping, right?
All right. I understand you have one more big tip.
So some other restaurants that I would recommend during Restaurant Week.
Oh, you got more. Okay.
Yep. Estia is on the Restaurant Week menu. They always do a great job with Restaurant Week. But if you can't get in, they have a $35 pre-theater dinner available year round. So you can go there anytime for that $35 dinner. And they also have a pre-fee price fixed lunch for $20.
So it's like they're really doing it
Restaurant Week year round at Estia.
But they just call it something different.
Yes. But it's great because if you can't get in during Restaurant Week, you're not limited to that 10-day period.
That's great. That's good to know.
I also like going to Oyster House during Restaurant Week. They don't normally take reservations, which is great on a night when you want to go out at the last minute and you don't have reservations. But it is nice that during Restaurant Week, they do take reservations. So if you prefer to, if you're coming from the suburbs or if you prefer to have a reservation during Restaurant Week, they'll take them. And their menu is nice. They are offering all their best sellers like lobster, crab cake, oysters on the half shell. So I think that's a good deal. And if you do want to get reservations, they're not on open table since they don't normally take reservations. You can call the restaurant directly.
So generally, if you're getting a $35 restaurant meal, how much of a value is that?
Often quite a good value because often it's items straight off the menu. And if you add it up, you're very often getting a great deal. Almost all of them do an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. Those that are offering four courses typically will do an appetizer and then a super salad, entree, and dessert.
Can we give any Irene Levy Baker super picks for Restaurant Week?
Well, the places you'll see me were some of the places that I talked with you about. Like, you're likely to see me at Spice Finch. You're likely to see me at Estia. You're likely to see me at Oyster House. I just tried Gabby and loved it. And I might be making reservations at some of those places that are hard to get. People constantly, every time I do one of my book talks, people are always asking me how to get reservations at Zahav and Vernick and Veg. So you'll probably see me using that trick. And I'm almost sorry I gave it out. But well, I might be calling them during Restaurant Week to get reservations.
We have to mention that Zahav is now a 2019 James Beard Award winning restaurant.
Best in the country.
Best in the country, which is a big deal for Philadelphia. Can you elaborate a little bit about what that has done for Philadelphia's restaurant scene?
Yes. So finally, everyone around the country knows that Philadelphia has a flourishing restaurant scene. It's no secret anymore. And our chefs like Michael Solomonov from Zahav and Greg Vernick from Vernick, finally, they're winning James Beard Awards. And I think it's very interesting that, like, John George from the Four Seasons, now we have internationally known Michelin star winning chefs coming to Philadelphia because our diners here are appreciating these great restaurants. So, yeah, I think it's been a big turnaround.
I wonder if Restaurant Week is like where people come from around the country to kind of like test everything out, because Philadelphia has been a culinary city.
And now people are realizing it. And interestingly, a lot of the suburbs now around Philadelphia now have their own Restaurant Weeks. Manayunk, South Jersey, Ambler, King of Prussia. And there's different types of Restaurant Weeks now. There's African-American Restaurant Week. There's Vegan Restaurant Week. I mean, it's the whole concept has really blossomed, and it's a great way for restaurants to showcase what they do and for diners to try new places. So Restaurant Week's a very exciting time for the city. Good time to experiment.
So 2 times a year, you recommend checking it out.
Definitely.
And if you don't get into it in January, there's another one in September.
Oh, do both.
Do both. Do it all.
Make
do
your reservations now.
Are you the kind of person that makes reservations every day of Restaurant Week?
I'm the kind of person that makes reservations every day.
Every day of the year. Restaurant Week is just a bonus for you. All right.
It's all work.
Of course.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it. Irene Levy Baker is an author. She wrote Unique Eats and Eateries of Philadelphia and 100 Things to Do in Philadelphia Before You Die. And do you have a website?
I do. It's www.100thingstodoinphiladelphia.com. And if people get either of my books on that website, 100thingstodoinphiladelphia.com, mention they heard it on your show on KYW, I will sign it for them.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Irene.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite restaurant in Philadelphia that is or is not participating in Restaurant Week?
My favorite changes periodically as new places open and I try new foods. I have a lot of favorite foods. Like, I look for wow moments, the kind of food that you put in your mouth and you say, wow. So any restaurant I can find that is my most current favorite.
What's your most recent wow restaurant or wow dish?
I would say my most recent was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was one of their appetizers, and I put it in my mouth and I was like, wow. And that's when
I guess that's what we all strive for in our culinary experiences.
Wow moments. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Irene, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Restaurant Week. And I hope you find some great moments, experiences, culinary tastes to remember.
Let's go eat.
Let's do it. That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.